USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump unveiled an effort aimed at developing a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year and said the country would return to normal with or without one. The formal announcement came as researchers around the world scramble to develop the vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible.
Many view an effective vaccine as the only way life can return to normal for people under stay-at-home orders or businesses whose operations have been limited. And even Defense Secretary Mark Esper agrees with the president that a vaccine is coming soon.
We will deliver, by the end of this year, a vaccine at scale to treat the American people and our partners abroad.
48 states will have lifted or loosened stay-at-home restrictions by the end of the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
President Donald Trump removed a watchdog critical of personnel moves within the State Department. The president informed Congress of the move. Trump wrote he had no confidence in the State Department's inspector general. House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel said in a statement he learned Linick had opened an investigation into Secretary Mike Pompeo. Linick, an Obama administration appointee, will be replaced by Stephen Aagaard, a former career Foreign Service officer, to Vice President Mike Pence. The American Civil Liberties Union and other advocacy groups are suing Education Secretary Betsy DeVos over the department's new federal regulations on how sexual assault and harassment allegations should be handled on school campuses. The lawsuit claims the changes will result in fewer institutions taking much-needed affirmative steps to prevent sexual harassment and assault before it happens. The lawsuit also took issue with a rule that allows schools to adopt a clear and convincing evidence standard of proof in sexual harassment complaints. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An American cargo pilot who admitted to poor judgment in breaking a quarantine order to buy medical supplies became the first foreigner imprisoned in Singapore for breaching the restrictions meant to curb the coronavirus. FedEx pilot Brian Dugan Jurgen of Alaska was sentenced to 4 weeks after he pled guilty to leaving his hotel room for 3 hours to buy masks and a thermometer. Singapore has one of the largest outbreaks in Asia. More than 90% of those infected are foreign workers living in crowded dormitories. The tiny city state has strict penalties for those who breach the quarantine rules, don't wear a mask in public, or fail to adhere to social distancing measures. Quarantine violators face up to 6 months in jail, a fine of up to 10,000 Singapore dollars, or both. NFL facilities can begin reopening Tuesday in cities and states that will allow it, League Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a letter to team executives. He said, "This is the first phase of reopening. It's an important step in demonstrating our ability to operate safely and effectively even in the current environment." The reopening would prohibit coaches and players from being at the facilities, and on-site retail and ticket sales are not yet allowed, but workers must undergo infection control training, and team facilities can only operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 75 people. The season was scheduled to begin September 10th, but that date is now unclear. Governors in Arizona and Florida have said major sports franchises could revive games in their states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.